one thing. You said it would not kill you, only make.
Mitch Brown's planning zoning.
RJ Moore, planning zoning.
Julia Dodd's planning zoning.
Is the board?
John Terrell, board member.
Randy Lackender, board member.
Bill Lee.
Arson, board member.
Thank you. Approval of the agenda.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Approval of the September 17th, 2014 minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, approved. Application number 25406 of David Selmer requesting conditional use permit for an auxiliary dwelling.
Yeah.
Staff report.
This property is located about 1,000 feet south of Rapid Creek Road. It's accessed via a long easement. It's approximately 1,850 feet west of Rapid Creek's intersection with Wapsie Avenue. Here is a map showing the location of the property. It's here in the middle, and you can see this driveway moving up to the north, and that is the access to the lot. Here is a closer in view of the property. And so the auxiliary dwelling units are permitted in the Ag, AR, and R districts. They are defined as an additional residential unit which contains its own kitchen and bathroom exclusively for occupancy by at least one family member of the primary residential unit. Here are the building plans of the property. This kind of L-shaped area in purple is what will be proposed and is the auxiliary unit. And the applicant is proposing to build an addition of 2,168 square feet, which is on the main level, and a basement area of 1,858 feet. And according to the plans, the auxiliary dwelling unit will be 984 square feet. And on the access, this was one of the last subdivisions which was allowed the real long driveway before the Board of Supervisors required that there must be access onto a public or private road. And in conclusion, it appears that this request complies with the ordinance and staff recommends approval.
Questions? Is there someone here to speak for or against the application?
David Selmer, yeah.
Give us your name and address, please.
Hi, David Selmer, 5027 Rapid Creek Road, Iowa City. It's my house there, and I'm the applicant for the parent permit.
Okay, do you have anything you'd like to add, or?
I think the application speaks for itself, and I'm here to answer any questions if you have any.
Any questions? Thank you. Do I have a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Terrell?
Aye.
Parsons?
Aye.
Lackender?
Yes.
Liefers?
Aye.
The application is approved. Variance application 25407 of Kevin Hochstetler, requesting a variance from front yard setback. Staff?
And this property is located on the north side of Quarry Hills Lane. It's approximately 2,600 feet from the intersection with Manhattan Bridge Road. And the applicant is proposing to build a home that has an attached garage, which is about 55 by 44. And the required rear setback distance is 40 feet. And the applicant is requesting a rear setback, front setback distance of 30 feet. Here is the location of the property here in the middle. And this is North Liberty down here to the south. This is a view of the proposed home as well as the setback lines. And this front area here is actually a 25 foot wide access easement. And this property is located within the North Corridor development area where non-ag uses are preferred. And due to the steep slopes going back on the lot, if you place the home 40 feet beyond that 25 foot easement, it would be over 20 feet below the road. And because of that, staff has decided that to measure setback from the front of the lot rather than the easement. And in order to qualify for a variance, the applicant must prove that there is a hardship, and the hardship is due to that steep slope. And because of that steep slope, they'd be unable to build a home without being able to move the home forward. Also, if they tried to rezone the property, it's unlikely that staff would recommend approval of that due to the fact that it's in the middle of a residential area and it wouldn't be appropriate just to rezone that one lot. And in conclusion, the board has approved applications similar to this in the past. The hardship is that the applicant, the steep slopes make it impossible to build a home without a front yard setback. And staff believes that this hardship has been demonstrated and that approving this will not threaten the health, safety, or welfare of the public or of the surrounding properties.
Thank you. Questions? Is Kevin Hochstetler here to speak for this, or the representative? Your name and address.
Yes, I am. My name is Kevin Hochstetler, and I have a client that would like to build on this lot, obviously setting it way back. Made it problematic, and we noticed, we tried to set it so it was similar to the neighboring properties in the area. This is a platted lot that's been there since 1958 and has remained unbuilt on, so if we're required to set it way back, then it won't work for these clients either, so we appealed for this variance.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions?
I was curious about the easement in front. I didn't see a similar easement on any of the other neighboring properties.
It's real bizarre in this subdivision there. It's on several properties away to the west, I think it would be, but not any of the adjoining properties. Not quite sure why it was there or...
But do you own that piece of property as well?
Yes.
Okay.
It's part of the property. So it was an old subdivision, and the road didn't actually get put in where it was supposed to be, basically. And so we're just trying to set it back the proper distance from the roadway. Any other questions?
Thank you. Is there anyone here who'd like to speak about the application? Please step forward. Your name and address.
My name is Jim Meyer, and I have Lot 8, which is next to Lot 9 in Quarry Heights Lane. What we're concerned about is water runoff, for one thing, coming off that property, because I get flooded pretty good. My house is downhill, and it should have actually been down further, but it's not.
Are you on the left or right as I look at this?
It would be looking at...
To the east.
It would be on the...
Back that way.
Thank you.
I think it'd be on the right there.
That's your roof line there, is that correct?
Yeah. I don't think there's any building on the west side, is there?
No, there's not. There's no building on the west side. It's a house and grass. I'm having trouble even seeing it up there. So...
You're on the right.
I'm on the right. And then also, we've talked about moving that road over closer to that lot. It just needs to be moved over because Lacina's across the road on their lot there. The road is actually on their lot line, and it actually goes over a little bit in spots. So we've talked about it for a couple of years, moving that road over. And we're going to chip and seal it then. I'm also concerned about snow removal. Right now it's real narrow right there. In front of my house it's quite wide, and that's one reason we want to make the road uniform.
Is there a homeowners association or what?
Yes.
You say who would do that? The association would do that?
Yes, and we had a meeting last night, and the president's supposed to come today, so I don't know if he'll make it or not. My wife would love to speak.
Any questions?
Well, I'm a little confused on the road. So the road would move into his lot then? Closer
right,
to his
it'd
house?
Move into
if
lot
his
9.
House, if we approve that, then the road's going to move closer to his house.
Right. It's supposed to move closer to the house, which will really make things a lot tighter there. The road is, even in front of my garage, the garage should have been down further and the road should have been over. And in the next lot, lot 10, should be the same way. It should be moved over.
So can you just approve to have the road moved over? Won't that have to go through the process also with houses being out there?
I think the homeowners association can do it. We've done our work in the past, so I don't know why we couldn't do it again.
How far are you talking about moving the road?
It varies, you know, it'll probably be, I'd have to measure.
10 foot?
Yeah, maybe 10 foot. Well, the problem is there's some real mature trees along that site that runs along there. I suppose they'll have to be taken out. But there's some mature, nice oak trees and stuff along here. That's one reason it's never done before. And besides that, we never had the traffic like we got now. We got a lot more traffic and stuff. And we're trying to get it was a gravel road. Now it's chip and seal. Maybe someday it'll be blacktop, you know.
It's unclear to me what it is you want, you would prefer that we do.
Well, I'd rather see the house back further, down closer to ours. Because then maybe we wouldn't have the runoff quite as much, because we're down in the hill.
It appears as though you're about 35 foot back. Does that sound about right?
Could well be. There's some questions on that corner, but yeah, it could be. Because I know that garage, it's, and even the house should have been down. But I think it gets more, as you go to the east, it gets more in line where it's supposed to be.
Elevation. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Is there anybody else to speak for or against the application?
My name is Judy Meyer and I live at 3692 Corey Heights Lane, which is lot 9. I just wanted to address, I saw that you said safety was not an issue, but I just want you to think about this. When the development was put in the 1950s, most of the homes were weekend summer homes. We had a gravel, we didn't live there then, we bought our house in 1974. But the lane was gravel. There wasn't very much traffic. People came out on the weekends. Since then, a lot of those summer weekend homes have been changed to full-time residences. Our home, when we bought it, the people that owned it lived in Cedar Rapids and it was their weekend home. But it became our permanent residence. And that's what's happened to a lot of the homes out there. So there's more people, there's more traffic. People go in and out. A lot more trips during the day. We don't have sidewalks or curbs. We just have one narrow road. And I worry now, even when my grandchildren are there, I worry about them being too close to the road because I feel a lot of the homes aren't so close. In fact, ours is probably, you know, I think it's close. And there aren't medians. So we have people, even though we put up speed limit signs, they ignore them. And we have people that drive really 35 miles an hour or 40 miles an hour in that little narrow lane. And putting a house close to the road, I think, is closer. It could be a safety hazard.
It is a private road?
Yes, it is. And one of the homes that is east of lot 9, or lot 8, 9, is called a vacation home. And that particular home, people would have to drive by this lot, they drive by our house. Sometimes they rent that house out by the night. It's, you have to take two nights, but it's by the night. And sometimes there's 10, 12 cars there at a time, and it's for a party, and people are going in and out. And, you know, I want you to think about that there is a lot more traffic. It's not the same as it was in the 50s and 60s when it was developed. And even though we are trying to make improvements to the road, it's not going to happen. We're not going to ever have sidewalks and curbs and things like that.
Is that legal to rent out a house? And does anybody know that, if that's...
I don't know.
We can do now.
We don't like it, but we don't know. So I think it was brought up, I think our president, Doug Olson was our president during one term period, and I thought he brought it up to somebody in Johnson County who was going to look into it. I've never heard anything back, so.
I guess what we have to look at is the impact of this house on this area, or this lot right here. The road is an issue that the homeowners would have to discuss. If the applicant knows that this may be widened through the homeowners association, then that would be their concern. That would not be our concern. Safety is always a concern, but that again would be the homeowners association would be, that was something that they to look after as far as posting signs and things like that. My biggest concern myself is the water, and hopefully the applicant can address that there wouldn't be extra, you know, water coming onto your lot from his lot. I mean, nature, I guess putting a house there does create, of course, more water. So maybe that's something the applicant can address as far as if that's my major concern on about this, if, you know, what you brought forward.
Okay.
Any other questions? Is there anybody else here to speak for against the application? Just wanted to give you a chance first. Is there anybody else who likes to speak for or against the applicant, like to redress?
Yeah, I'm just going to hand this for you guys to look at as
elevations.
Hostel, or again, I'm just going to hand you, that's the topography showing.
We have a copy of that, I believe.
They're
pretty good. Okay.
It just shows the water's going to run towards the reservoir, basically.
It kind of shows that piece of property is a gully.
It just falls
it
very
feeds in
all the way towards the reservoir.
So have you heard anything about this road being moved closer to the house?
I have not.
Once you got it built, do you already have this sold?
Yes, would. I guess I would want to know how far they're thinking about moving the roadway, and I would want to move the house that same amount as well.
Because if we okay this and they come back and move the road, then...
Correct. So I guess I would ask if you're going to okay this, okay it with a, I forget what it would be called, but so it would be tied to, if we find out from the association that they are moving at 6, 8, 10 feet, then we add the setback to the site plan of the house as well.
Is there a platted road there?
Yes.
How's that work, Kurt?
We tried to set it behind the neighbor's house or garage several feet, the house and garage. So if we'd have to go back another 10 feet, it wouldn't be the end of the world. So.
RJ, how does that work? If we okay this and then they come in, and the setback, is that something that we have to worry about, or is that the homeowner association has to worry about? As far as if they change the road.
Setbacks from a lot line, you can't put a road on the lot.
Right, so right now you're considering a variance from the front of the lot.
As it is now.
So in the front of the lot then is the easement area, the 25-foot easement area where apparently the road originally belonged, but isn't. So whether or not the homeowners association moves the road is not really, you know, part of your thinking about what you're granting, because you're dealing with the lot and what's been asked for on the lot. So if they move the road, it's possible that the builders can just move the house back further from what you granted them. If you grant them, you know, 10 feet from the front of the lot, then they can move it back a little if the homeowners association moves that road.
They could move it back any distance past 30 foot.
Right,
they
exactly.
Want.
Exactly.
It's irrelevant, basically.
Exactly. Okay. So, and if the owners of Lot 9 are concerned about you know, the runoff. Well, as part of our building permit process, we make sure that people put in soil erosion control measures and stuff anyway. So during construction, at least, they'd have to have silt fencing up and things like that. And it's possible, and Kevin might respond to this, is that, you know, they might be able to do some kind of rain garden there to kind of, on that side of the lot, to, you know, manage stormwater anyway. So, and that's something that you could say, well, you know, we agree with the people in Lot 9. We think they're, because the, now we're going to have roof there covering, is that we are going to create more runoff. And so we do need to manage some stormwater and make that kind of a condition of the variance if you want.
Thank you. Any questions? Okay. Is there anybody else here who'd like to speak for or against the application?
It's really an improvement on the road. It's not.
Yeah, it's not.
Is there anybody who'd like to speak to, okay, up to the podium, your name and address? Thank you.
Or just move the lights anymore, I'll put it up here.
My name is Ron Herman. My address is 3664 Coral Cove Lane, which is just around the corner. And what we're doing with the road would have happened already, except for the fact that Pelling hasn't made it there yet. Because of LL Pelling, they haven't made it there yet. And so what we're doing, what the plan is with that area of the road is, the road goes from 24 feet to 20 to 18 to 16 right there. And we're going to widen it so that there's a continuity with the road. So the road is the same width the whole way. Because that way, when it's plowed, sometimes people, you know, driving past each other, they don't know that they're not on the road.
So the center of the road is not going to change?
The center of the road doesn't change, but the width of the road is changing toward that property. So when we add on to the road width, it's going directly toward that property.
So maybe 5 feet.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So it is going that direction.
The center will change just a little bit.
Technically the center of the road then would be.
Because you're only adding to one side?
We're only adding to one side because there's a hillside on the other. Yeah, so it's all of that strip is being added to the one side towards right in front of the, and it's pretty much right where this property is. And that's why I think the association was concerned a bit, because where it's going to be lined out will be right there. So, and it would have happened, you know, 9 months ago, except for Pelling didn't make it out this year. So.
Okay. Anything else?
I did speak with a lot of the homeowners around the area, and it was pretty much a blanket. And I don't know how much it matters, but it was pretty much a blanket. Everyone feels like the setbacks are the setbacks. They want everyone to follow that setback. So, I think I had spoke to at least 14 people, and some of them felt like, you know, it's whatever. But after our HOA meeting, which was last night, privately, at least five or six of them came up to me and felt that they did desire the setbacks to remain what they are, and for the house we built where it was.
Are you aware of any houses that have a lesser setback than what's required?
These guys, but no, not me.
Well, lot 8, or the,
yeah, I got
the,
lot
the
eight.
Myers would be 5 by 5 foot.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think the consensus too was that was yours built off the lot? Is it actually 5 foot off the lot, or is it where the center of the road is?
I was done in 66, so.
Yeah. But everything that's new construction has followed the setback rules, and then there was one that was denied 5 years ago, because it was a setback that was requested that was denied. So,
did we just have one here near RJ a couple months ago? Was this in the same
yes.
area?
Yes, it was on Happy Bridge Road, and it was McCoy Construction. I think it was last month, could have been the month before, but we approved that because the drop off was so steep, and it's closer.
Was it in the same development then, or a different development?
It was different development. That was closer to,
okay.
Closer to the bridge, down by Pine, I believe, Rice Ridge and Pine,
Rice
between
Ridge.
The two.
Okay. It was on Rice Ridge.
Okay.
Thank you.
I have a question for you. You're an attorney.
No, I'm a builder.
Oh, you're a builder.
I'm
sorry.
A builder.
Yeah. If they do move that road, then you would build 35 foot back instead of 30, is that what you're, so would you, are you saying that you would request a 35 foot setback instead of a 30 foot setback, knowing what you know now?
Correct.
So you'd be asking for a 35 foot setback instead of a, okay. Thank you.
Is there any way you can make the house smaller to work in there with going with the 40 foot setback? Did we design it?
It's not a real large house anyways. Fits on the lot easily. Just a two car garage, young family.
And it can't go back any further than?
Well, it's just the further you go back, the worse it gets for grading, for driveway getting down in, everything. It just gets almost unbuildable the further back you go. So I would say we always try to set the house, we run the water around the sides of the house, but we always try to keep any water from running onto neighboring properties. So whether it's through a berm or something, so we can direct the water on to the rear, would always be our goal.
Now, if he has problems with water, will this homeowner have problems with water though, with the runoff?
It's gonna come down fairly steeply to it. We'll probably do a raised foundation, I call it, where you set your floor system down inside of your concrete foundation so you can have a little bit more to run the water around to the sides.
So that's something you've already thought about too?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Any other questions?
So are we working on a 35 foot setback?
I would entertain a motion to approve or deny a 35 foot, or deny a 30 foot or approve a 35 foot.
And a 35 foot would be consistent with the next door property, is that
yes.
correct?
Yes.
I wouldn't make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay, discussion? Roll call.
Hertzens.
Aye.
Lackander.
Yes.
Terrell.
Aye.
Leifers.
Aye. Okay, the application is approved. Other business, mileage?
Nope.
Any other items not on the agenda? Is there an adjournment?
Motion.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Well, that wasn't as quick as last time.
But no.
25 minutes last time.
Can I just
give
these? Sure. Yeah, it's the first time we got a staff approved recommendation that just fly right through.
Too easy.
I was thinking that if anybody stands up to dispute this, I would support it because I couldn't see any setback variances.
Thanks, Julie.
Anything similar could be done in the neighborhood at any other office was that close. I had complained about it. Okay.
I guess you're going to have to sign the minutes too because Scotty's not here.
You got everything shut off there?
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. There's no one here to ask.